BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Catherine, I'm 21 and I'm from Formby. You might not know this, but Brendan, off our coach trip, asked for a photo with me. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Catherine was our show introducer today with her incredible story about Brendan off of coach trip. Catherine?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
What are you doing?
I was having a shower.
I'm so sorry.
It's absolutely fine.
Are you out now?
Yes, I'm out now.
Are you naked?
No, I've got a towel on.
Oh, that's fine then. I don't feel weird speaking to you.
No, it's okay.
So, Brendan off coach trip.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, he just come into our shop and was like, hi. And we were like, oh, hello. And then he went, do you know where I can get my car washed? And I was like, you're coming to a school uniform shop. Well, never mind. And then he went, yeah, we used to come here a while ago. So I don't know what he was doing.
So he bought a school uniform from that shop before?
I'm thinking so. And I said to my friend, I was like, that's Brendan off coach trip. And she was like, oh, God, yeah. I went, excuse me. I was like, you are that legend, aren't you? And he was like, oh, yeah. Want your photos taken with me? And we were like, all right, then. So I got my photo taken. And it's the most bizarre thing ever.
What I like is that he offered for you to have a photo with him. Because normally you would go up to a celebrity and say, oh, do you mind if I have a picture? But he actually offered for you to have a picture taken with him.
Yes.
Do you want my photo?
I mean, to be honest, it was Southport, and I think that's possibly the most famous person we've had.
Yeah.
It's hardly like you, is it, really? I think I'd be more starstruck if you came in.
What, then Brendan from Coach Trip?
Yeah, I think you're more famous.
I don't agree.
I don't know either.
I wish it was someone more famous, really. But, I mean, it's a school uniform shop. We don't get that many. Oh, I'll tell you who we do. We do, now. We have private schools, and then we know footballers' wives and stuff. But no Victoria Beckhams yet. Just people I've never heard of.
Oh, right, so wags, but ones you've never heard of.
Yeah, and they hardly tip you or anything.
you don't get a tip for serving a school uniform, do you?
No. Oh, I have done once, though. But she wasn't famous. She just liked us. So she gave us a fiver to get us a bottle of wine to share.
So you took up his kind offer and had a photo with him?
I had a cuddle with him, yeah. He was a good cuddler. Yeah.
That's good to know.
So then it sparked the whole, we need to go on coach trip. But I think every student does that, don't they, really? It's a free holiday.
Is it much of a holiday, though, coach trip?
It depends who you get put with, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I bet you've applied, though.
I haven't yet. I tried to deal or no deal.
Any reply?
No.
Hey, listen, thanks very much for introducing the show today.
Oh, thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's just me and Chris here again. Lads. Becky is still off ill, sadly. Get well soon, Becky. We've just been racking our brains here trying to work out what to send. Because I would quite like to send her something. But other people would have sent flowers. And as nice as flowers are, and as much as girls do like getting them, I just think we can do better than that.
I think it's boring and a waste of money with flowers. I've always thought that.
Yeah, or grapes. Once again, boring. And why do people send... Why is it grapes when people are ill? Why is that?
It's true.
So, I think we should send her something a bit different.
I'm thinking a stripper. Like, I'm sort of racking my brain here for some idea.
But is that what you do? Do you send that when people are ill?
Well, no, you don't, but it would cheer her up.
It would be enjoyable, wouldn't it?
And it would put a smile on her face.
Actually,
sure.
Thinking about it, I'm not quite sure if it's as enjoyable, even if it is enjoyable in the first place. If it was just you and them, incredibly awkward. So imagine there you are. Right, imagine you're Becky, right?
Yeah.
Right, there you are. You're sat on the sofa, feeling really ill. You're watching Holmes Under the Hammer, and the door goes... Oh, God, who's that? I don't want to answer the door. I'm ill. So you walk to the front door.
Wonder who this is.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello there. What have I done?
I'm a policeman.
Yep.
What is going on here?
Am I in trouble?
I've come to arrest you. Oh. And then off come the close. I think that's really awkward because it's just you and them. You're standing at the front door. They're stripping off. No, I don't think so. What else?
I think it's a great idea. Are we not doing that?
We can... I'll write stripper down as right an then. Idea.
I'm also thinking, you know, like the acts that you had at the Fun and Filth Cabaret? That could be good. You know, like, we could send around a comedian.
Let's send around Gay and Alan.
Or Gay and Alan. Yeah, that'd be great.
When you're ill, wouldn't that be great?
Can we not send someone different every day? We could send Mr. Methane.
What about that bloke that was on Britain's Got Talent that I sometimes see at university gigs who just swallows, like, coins or whatever and then goes... And regurgitates.
The regurgitator.
That would
yes.
be awesome, right?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, for some people, for a lot of our listeners, it's one of the favourite parts of this show. Let's go.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Now, Becky isn't here today, so we have invited one of the DJs from our sister station, BBC Radio 1 Extra. It's Ace off of Ace and Viz. Hi.
Hi.
You right?
I'm excellent, yeah.
Thank you very much for agreeing to do this.
No problem.
Have you ever seen or heard Innuendo Bingo before?
I haven't. I can't say that I have, but I'm very excited to be here.
Okay, I'm going to explain the rules. This is my friend Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing, sir? Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Now, what happens is... our listeners spot stuff that they've heard or maybe seen on TV or radio, and they tell us about it. And it's stuff that sounds maybe a little tiny bit rude or smutty.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You put water in your mouth. You listen to the clip of innuendo.
Okay.
If it's funny, obviously the water will spit out of your mouth. That's what the bin is for.
All right.
Also, let's have a wave to everyone watching it on the Radio 1 website right now. You can too if you want. We've got Lee in Norwich who's watching us. Also, Phoebe in the Wirral. You need to be careful, Phoebe. She says, it's a little bit difficult for me to play along as I'm sat at a computer in school. I wouldn't want to spit at the screen and break it. No, don't do that. Make sure you're a safe distance away from the computer if you're watching it now on the Radio 1 website. Hello, if you are watching in your lunch break, pretending to work. Okay, so Ace, you got this?
I've got it.
Right. Are you doing Trevor Nelson's show this week?
I'm doing Trevor Nelson all week this week, yeah.
On Rob 1 Extra from 10 a.m.
Yes.
Got to get that plug in.
I have to. Oh, and I'm on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 4 till 7.
Good one.
Extra plug, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bosh. Okay, right, so if you could both take some water in your mouth, please. Nice big sip.
Right then.
You right there, Chris?
Yep, I'm ready for this.
And you at home, do the same, play along. Helen in Southampton, thank you for spotting this one. This is from... oh, no. It's happening already. Mm. Don't be afraid to spit the water. Right.
Oh, sorry, I nearly choked. In the bin, Ace. Not on
in
me.
In the bin. He's holding it well.
Right.
Still got the water there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Helen in Southampton spotted this on Sunday's Antiques Roadshow.
I was in a long-term relationship and
right.
I duly saved up the deposit, but ended up blowing it on the table.
Hmm? Both held the water there. Swallow it. Well done.
Played, mate.
You're right, Ace.
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is very hard.
Okay. More water, please. Got a snooker one next. Spotted by Tom in Wandsworth. Okay. Sally in Southampton's play along. And we'll return to lectures this afternoon, possibly drenched. Okay. The snooker on BBC Two. Let's go.
He's got to play for the yellow in the opposite middle, and that's why he's refusing the pot. The brown is very smelly.
Oh, no. Sorry, Ace.
They both went there. Are you all right, Ace?
I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
He's got to play for the yellow in the opposite middle, and that's why he's refusing the pot. The brown is very smelly.
Okay. more water, please.
Is that even one?
I don't think it's one. It's still good. I like it when they're not quite there. Mm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I once had a snog in Hathersage Church. Wonder where you've had a snog unlike Lily. And Simon in Birdwell sends this message. Ronnie, I kiss my wife near the back doors most mornings.
There we go.
In the bin, Ace.
In the bin, Ace. The bin is there for a reason. Oh no. We're going to kill one of the one extra DJs. Oh no. Stop choking. I don't know the manoeuvre.
Oh,
sir.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Ellie Collier, thank you very much for spotting this next one. Play along at home. Get your water, put it in your mouth. This is from Jamie's 30-minute meals.
So lemon juice over the top, imagine that. Really, really good. And then my nuts. Get those beautiful nuts. What more do you want in your mouth?
Oh. Ace is holding well. I think he's going to go. Oh, there it is. You're doing really good to hold it so far, though, Ace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. John in Hastings is play along with milk. That's all sorts of wrong. Okay.
Your laugh is amazing.
That's it.
Okay, do you need a little minute, Ace?
I'm focused now.
Right.
I look like I've worked myself, but it's cool.
It's all fine. Ace, you need to come back on Thursday. With me. What happened there?
I don't know.
Why did you spit it, Chris?
Sorry, I just went early.
Sorry. We need to do milk on Thursday.
I don't know.
Ace, stop holding it. If you need to get out, get out. Ace. He's right. Good. All right. Let's head over to Radio 4's Today programme. Rupert in Cambridge sent this one in. You got your water there?
Mm-hmm. We all know, all of us who've been in relationships, whether married or unmarried for a long time, that the only way they are made to work and the only way they become really qualitatively good is by him absolutely grinding away at it.
What are you doing? What was that noise?
I love the noise coming from Ace. And the water's gone. Takes them a while. It's good.
I was trying to.
You did. You're really playing the game good here.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying to focus.
More water, please, in this bumper edition of Innuendo Bingo. Ace, you've lost it, man.
He's such a cool big guy, and it's this little whimper that's coming from him. Like.
Right, ready. Here we go.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat.
Classic.
That's one of our classic ones. Oh. You've not heard that before, obviously. Sorry if I'm wearing you all out, but there's another one. More water, please, Chris and Ace.
Hang on.
Marcus from Bridgender sent this one in, and it's from Channel 5's really good Rory McGrath's pub gig. Let's go.
Time for a mouthful of cock ale.
That's an ale that he was trying in the pub.
So taste that and tell me what you can taste.
We have more water, please. Oh, hang on, we've got to wait for Ace choking.
Oh, Ace, you need a top up.
Yes, please.
Oh, my
why
word.
That sounds funny.
More water.
Oh, that was a good one.
Right. Here we go. Ready.
So taste that and tell me what you can taste.
That's not actually too bad at all.
I will have a little sip then, and tell me what you think of it first. Giles, what do you think?
Not bad. I think I'm definitely a cockaholic.
Right, Ace. You were there. Come back.
I think you're destroying him, Scott.
I know. I think we're losing him.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's knackered. Love him. Okay, Ace, I've got one more for you.
You said that before.
Just one more. I really hope you're watching this on the website. There you go.
Out you go. That's it, yo. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs.
And you, straggling rod.
Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Produces the best noise ever. Ace, we need to get you to play this game all the time.
This is hilarious.
You love it, don't you?
I do.
That's Ace of Ace and Veers playing his first ever innuendo bingo. Let me know if you watched it on the website and enjoyed it. Ace, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I need to maybe give you a little rest. Remember, 250 Scott Mills points can be yours if you spot any innuendo bingo. If we use it on the show, then you get 250 points. You all right, Ace?
Just about.
Yeah. Send your bingo to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell me where you saw it or heard it and around about what time so we can get it for the show. If we use it, 250 points.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Have you ever had those times where your brain is really not thinking about things and you are on complete autopilot and then you arrive at work or you get to school, whatever, wherever you're going to, and it's at that point you think to yourself, how did I actually get here? Mm. You don't remember any of it? Don't remember any of the journey at all. Today, on the way to work, the one that doesn't speak meant to post a letter at a postbox, but he was on autopilot. So puts his bacon sandwich into the postbox.
No way.
Comes into work, he's still got the letter in his hand, and he's like, oh, okay, good. So goes back to the cafe, and they're like, oh, you must be hungry. You want another one? And he did refrain from telling them that he'd actually posted the sandwich.
But he didn't try to eat the letter, right?
He didn't eat the letter. No, he's one not that much of an autopilot. But that would have been a really nice treat for the postie, wouldn't it, halfway through his round?
Probably ruined a load of post in there as well.
Yeah, so sorry if you are on that post area, that area of London. There was a lush, very warm bacon sandwich in with the rest of the post today. But I would have had that, wouldn't
you? Yeah. I'm not sure if I should admit this, but I kind of know what you mean about this autopilot thing. I was driving down the M3, and I don't remember any of the journey. I remember I got to the end, and I thought, what have I been doing the last sort of...
Well, that's because I also am from Southampton, and the M3 is the world's most boring motorway.
It's not, isn't it?
Actually, apart from Fleet Services, which I won't have a word said against, it's got everything. Everything you could want.
Yeah.
I could spend days there. I could have... Do you know what? My next holiday, I reckon, if I take a week off, I'd go to Fleet. But apart from that, there's nothing to remember.
No.
So autopilot is absolutely fine on the M3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dave's been on. So excited that Fleet Services got a mention. I know, it's getting the recognition it finally deserves. Hi, Lucy. He was on autopilot and tried to eat a paintbrush instead of a breadstick. You see? Happens. Tony's a postman. Opened a postbox once. Obviously, the one that doesn't speak posted a bacon sandwich earlier by mistake. He opened a postbox and found an entire Chinese takeaway. Now, I'm not being funny. That is, you can't do that on autopilot. You get back to your house. Your girlfriend's there. Where's the Chinese? Oh, I still appear to be holding a Jiffy bag that I meant to post. That I don't think that's possible.
But he must have taken each one out individually and put it in.
Post
spring rolls.
Prawn crackers.
How weird. I like this one. I posted all my Christmas cards into the bin beside the postbox.
Oh,
hell's
rubbish.
In sunny Bournemouth. That's bad, isn't it?
I can imagine someone doing it. Chicken and black bean sauce, in. Yeah. Prawn Hong Kong style, in. Do you know what I mean? That isn't an autopilot job. I really don't think it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we were talking yesterday on the show about Becky Raps potentially being an album of her greatest raps. She's not here at the moment. She's off sick. So we kind of did an album mock-up ad yesterday. And Chris, you said you wanted to do the voiceover for it.
Well, I think I'm the right person for it.
Well, I think you'll find that I'm clearly more experienced in this, having done a fair few in the past. But you did do more of a kind of an honest advert, because my one would just be like advert voice. Becky Raps. The biggest and best moments of the Somerset Rap Queen on one album.
So you're going too much over the top with it.
This is what Chris thought it would sound like.
In the shops now, Becky Raps, the album.
Party rocker, foot show stopper, more shampoo, number one club popper, got a hangover like too much vodka, can't see me with 10 binoculars.
Basically, it's my mate Becky rapping. It's weird because no one knows why she does it, but some people really seem to like it. I quite like this one.
I was in the 212 on the uptown. You know what's up, or don't you? Word to who, Major? I'm a rude. What are you made up of?
My mate really likes this one.
Swimming around with a microphone with a rock on steady. Yes, the dynamics know me, are the article done. But in the inner, the out of the dance, and they say, where you come from?
Becky Raps, the album. Out now, if you're into that kind of thing.
It's Becky. Listen.
Yeah, you didn't sell it enough for me.
No, but it's honest. People want a bit of honesty. They don't really need people like you lying to them.
I'm not lying. I'm bigging it up. You can't just go, oh, I really like this one. It's my mate, Becky.
But
Riddle.
Let people make their own opinions. You know, it doesn't need you doing it. Mine was the best thing in the world.
No, but like, you've got to sell it. There's so much hard sell everywhere. You've just got to sell it. Mine would be nothing like that at all. Now, to showcase your obvious abilities that you think you've got, I now have some of the ones that I've done in the past for some of the greatest music releases of all time.
Right.
And some of the most famous and brilliant artists in the world, which I've had the pleasure of doing the voiceovers for. And thank you to everybody that allowed me to do this.
Right. But you got paid for these, right?
That's not the point. But the what I'll do is I'll play you the actual thing that I did.
Right.
And then you can do your kind of unique version of it. Okay, like the style that you would do it in.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So here is one of mine.
Insatiable. The debut single from Nadine Coyle, out Monday. Pre-order at iTunes now. Insatiable, the album, out November 8th. CD out now, exclusive to Tesco.
Shut up, that was a good song.
That's so excited.
It's underrated. I liked that Nadine Coyle song. Okay, well, if you think you're so good at it, you do it. You do it in your version, okay? What you would do. Right? I'll just play this and...
This tune's called Insatiable. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. A bit Coyote Ugly. You can get it from the supermarket. Handy if you're collecting the club car points. Buy now if you want.
No, that doesn't work.
But it's honest.
Handy if you're collecting the club card points. That doesn't sell the song at all, does it?
But are you being genuine when you sell the song how you are?
I liked that song.
Really?
Well. Right, here's another one.
All right.
So we sing, we dance, we steal things. The Smash It album from Jason Mraz.
Stop laughing.
Featuring the singles I'm Yours and Make It Mine. While away those summer days with Jason Mraz, out now.
Now, I've often told you to while away the summer days.
What does that even mean?
I just read it out. Also, did you notice I had a cold then?
While away those summer days with Jason Mraz.
But you're not being honest, are you?
Do you think this is going to put an end to all of my voiceover work? I like the album. Mm. All right, go on. You do it then. This is a big old advert for you. If people like this style, if there's any artists listening at the moment, maybe you've got an album coming out, there's lots coming out. If you want this style instead, then just get in touch.
So One Trick Pony. No bad thing. I just think you should save yourself a bit of money. Download a couple of the singles rather than the whole album now.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
Being honest.
He had some good ones, Jason Mraz.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying there's no need for the whole album.
Probably, I'm Yours is a good one. Okay, I've got one more.
All right.
I don't even remember doing this one.
Love Bites are back with their brilliant new single, He Spit. Because girls need guitars.
Okay, that's a bad one.
Have you just made that up?
What?
Who are they?
I don't know who they are. Because girls need guitars.
It's the way you go, they're back.
I know.
I don't remember them ever being here.
It's my turn. I want to hear that again.
Love Bites are back with their brilliant new single, He Spit.
Here we go. This is the best bit coming up now.
Because girls need guitars.
It's true.
That's
one of my
mean?
Mottos in life.
Is it? Yeah. Did you write these?
No, of course I didn't write it. Okay, well then. The boy who lives at house,
number 43. He thinks he's special. Literally have never heard this song before. Ever. It's called He's Fit. It's not a joke. Might sound better after a couple of drinks. I don't know who the band are either.
I like that.
Honest.
So, yeah. Girls need guitars. Anyway, so if you're listening and you like that style, then get in touch. Maybe if you're one of the people that makes the ads for these things. And you could be all over the music channel soon.
Didn't you say Harry Styles was listening earlier?
He was earlier, yeah.
Maybe I can do the new One Direction stuff.
Oh, yeah, he'd be bang up for that after hearing the others. Some of them are good. Why not just buy the singles? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, it's Michelle. I remember the Love Bites.
You remember the Love Bites, the band?
I do, yes.
And?
Oh, they had bright pink hair. We're quite good, I think. Mm.
Love Bites are back with their brilliant new single, He's Fit.
You didn't even know they went anywhere.
Well, no, well, I did, yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Are you a former member of the band Love Bites?
I'm not, no.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Did you get into Love Bites because of Scott's advert?
Yeah, well, I heard the advert and I've just gone to my boyfriend. I remember who they were and he just looked at me.
But you didn't buy it, though, did you?
I think I might have.
Really?
I think so.
What are the chances of that? You see, the power of that voiceover.
Do you need a guitar? What, do girls
no,
really
girls
need guitars?
They do.
Yeah,
girls need guitars.
You know nothing girls about girls, Scott.
I know that they need guitars.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. That was Nicky and the Dave. Dave? Nicky and the Dave.
That's a good one.
That's awesome. And tomorrow. New music. Nicky and the Dave. Now it's time for Show and Tell. Where somebody from the team brings something to the table every day. Yesterday, I brought to the table a new dating site where if you're attractive, you might get a free holiday. But you have to go with some rich bloke who nobody else wants to go on holiday with. But you get like a week in Mauritius or something. They're the generous people. You're the attractive person. And you were bang up for this, weren't you, Chris?
I really wasn't, no.
It's a bit like Pretty Woman, but you're playing the part of Julia Roberts.
Exactly. So why would I? Of course.
I so want to sign you up for that. I think it's only girls, but we can put you in a wig.
No, we're not doing that.
See what generous men come offering. Anyway, what have you got today on Show and Tell? What's your thing?
My turn today.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a story behind it, actually. So I ordered a DVD box set from an online store.
Okay.
And I was quite excited about receiving it. And it never turned up. And what happened is they accidentally sent me a CD instead. So I never received the 24 box set that I wanted.
Oh,
I just got a CD. Yeah. And they just sent me a CD.
What, so do you think... Well, they've just sent you the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's obviously been a mix-up, but yeah. I still haven't received my 24 box set.
Okay. If you say that enough, maybe they'll...
someone could sort it out.
You might as well just plead and beg. Get down on your knees.
So anyway, I got this CD, and it's off this Cuban lady, and I thought I'd give it a listen. And now it's my show and tell. It's brilliant. It's a lady called Margarita Pracatan.
They sent you this instead of 24?
Yeah.
All right, let's not say which online supplier this is, because everyone wants one.
But I'm thinking I might keep it. I gave it a listen. This girl's brilliant.
Right, let's have a listen then.
Hello.
So this is Margarita Pracatan.
Yeah, my show and tell.
Is that her playing the piano?
Yes.
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams I kiss your lips a thousand times. Sometimes I see you pass outside my door. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
You love it, don't you?
It's amazing.
I can see in your eyes. I can see in your smile. You all I ever wanted.
I vaguely remember her. She used to be off the TV, I think.
Yes.
Have you done any research?
I've done a bit of research, yeah. I found a load of videos on her. She's crazy. She's YouTube it. It's bonkers. Margarita Prakatan.
And she does, like, covers of songs.
She does covers, but in this really sort of over-the-top, crazy style.
How long to see the sunlight in your hair? And tell you time and time again how much I care.
I do remember being on the telly ages ago. Was she like the Wing of her time?
This is what I was going to say. It is a bit like Wing.
Yeah, okay. Can we hear another one of the delightful songs? I can't believe they actually recorded this for a CD. And now you've got it in your collection.
I love it.
But what's that screaming thing? She does that a lot.
She's crazy.
Arriba, 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 baby. So she's playing the organ here.
Oh yeah, it's just her and her organ.
It's on demo though, isn't it?
Yeah, she just presses it.
Listen to the crowd. I think there was someone at the online retailer going, yeah, 24 box set, not that good. What he wants is a CD of Margarita Prakatan.
It's a brilliant, brilliant shout, though. I love it.
Someone says she's the mum of the Cheeky Girls. That can't be right. What even song is this?
It's I Will Survive, of course.
Oh. Is it? What's going on? How is this I Will Survive?
I really want to see her live.
Do you think she's still on?
I want to bring her back wherever she is. I need her.
See if you can sign up to the Margarita Prakatan newsletter.
We need to find her. I need to find this lady.
Loads of people do remember her being on the TV. No, she's not the new Wing, someone says. She was around way before Wing.
I've got one more song. Do you want it? So she just presses the demo button on her keyboard.
And off she goes.
And she goes for it.
And
it,
that thing that she goes, ah!
It's just her gimmick.
Oh, God, I've just seen her.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
She said, take a chance on me, honey, because I have everything that you want. You know? Because sometimes...
Is she in actual Spanish or putting it on?
Because they think they want to have a big surprise there, you know what I mean? But you say, take a chance on me because what I got is very good.
She's from Cuba.
Come on, love.
It's coming.
Oh, it's going faster. Just... I've just seen her on YouTube. She's incredible. So what happens now? Here's your thing. Are you going to send this back? Or are you going, you know, to get your 24 box set? Or are you just going to keep the CD?
I don't think I can send this back. I'm just going to reorder the 24.
I've never seen you so happy.
Do you think it's good? Can we find her somewhere? She must be.
Please try and find her. And maybe we can get Fern to get her in the live lounge.
Oh, my word. That would be
imagine?
So good.
Margarita Prakatan. Margarita Prakatan is Chris's show and tell today. Look her up on YouTube and experience the magic for yourself. It's awesome. If you do decide to keep this, it'll be the world's most expensive Margarita Prakatan CD.
Yeah.
It was like, what, nearly 30 quid?
Yeah,
maybe more.
That.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
you need some more points? Here's your chance on today's Oh What's Occurring. We're going to get some listeners on today to guess along. And Mr. Greg James.
Hi.
Greg James.
Are you all right?
Yeah, are you all right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for playing along again today.
It's all right, I want some more points. After yesterday's debacle.
I know.
Mm. I was awful yesterday.
Yeah, well, you can get better. Also playing along is one of our listeners in Aberdeen, Ollie. Ollie, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Nothing much. Well, I'm working at the moment.
How many Scott Mills points do you have currently?
I have 10 at the moment.
Okay, everything to play for. It's a simple guessing game. Wait there, Ollie. Hi, Beth.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Mishton.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm just at school at an after-school club.
Okay, and what do you want to say on Radio 1 now?
It's my mum's birthday, so I'd like to say a big happy birthday to her.
Okay, what's her name?
Rachel Donoghue.
Hi, Rachel Donoghue. Happy birthday. Okay, how many Scott Mills points have you got at the moment, Beth?
I've got 20.
Got 20?
20.
Okay, that's not bad. Let's hear today's situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Chris here, please tell me, which celebrity does everyone sometimes tell you you look like?
Everyone's saying Hugh Grant.
Can you see that, Greg?
But what? A young...
What?
It's not, I suppose it's not the worst. A young Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant in About a Boy.
If you imagine different hair and probably a slightly different face. But
oh, well, actually, now you mention it, different hair and face, you look just like him.
Yeah, ringer.
If you want to see Chris, go to the Radio 1 Facebook page or the Scott Mills Facebook page. Evidence is on there. I think he is quite Grant-esque.
With a lot of people have said to me that with a different hair and different face, I look like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
you see that?
Yeah, I can see that. So it's a simple question. We took a photo of Chris onto Stupid Street. We asked him... We asked 10 people, not him. He knows. We asked 10 people, which celeb does this bloke look like? How many of those 10 people said, "Ooh, he looks a bit like Hugh Grant"? Let's go to Ollie first. How many out of 10 said he looks like Hugh Grant, Ollie?
Ooh, it's a tough one. I'm guessing it looks like Simon Cowell at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Point.
I'd say around about 2.
2 out of 10. Have you seen a picture of Chris before?
I have. I don't really see the resemblance that much, I'm afraid.
Okay, fine.
Different hair and different face, mate.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
This is 20 Scott Mills points you can win here because you're right, Ollie. It's a tough question. Hi, Beth.
Hiya.
How many people out of 10 said Chris looks like Hugh Grant?
I think 1.
Just 1? Have you seen a picture, Chris?
Only once before.
Yeah. Do you see the resemblance?
Not really.
Only once. I can only bear it once.
Brilliant.
And Greg, what are you saying?
None.
None at all?
No people will think that.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We took a picture of this bloke here, Chris, onto Stupid Street. We went, which celebrity does he look like? How many people out of 10 would say Hugh Grant?
Which celebrity does this man remind you of?
He reminds me of that guy on the BBC. What's his name? Doesn't he do, I can't remember the name of the programme.
Okay, good.
Which celebrity does this remind you of?
Matt Kerdor, or whatever his name is, from X Factor.
That's Pete Doherty with short hair.
Possibly the guy from The Inbetweeners.
Which one?
His name's Blake, I think, the actor.
Which celebrity does this man remind you of? The TV chef.
He's a chef, yeah.
Well, I thought he used to be a chef.
No, he's from DIY SOS, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah.
That's his name. I can't think of his name.
Nick Knowles. Which celebrity does this man remind you of?
He doesn't remind me of anyone. He doesn't remind me of anyone.
Which celebrity does this remind you of?
No one.
No one famous that he reminds
me of? Not Uncle Ribbon. Ben Affleck.
He looks like Ben Affleck.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my brother. Looks exactly like him, I'm afraid.
Chris thinks he looks a little bit like Hugh Grant. Would you agree with him?
No.
He looks nothing like Hugh Grant.
He thinks he looks a little bit like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's got two eyes. That's it, he's got two eyes.
He thinks he looks a little bit like Hugh Grant. Do you agree?
No.
And even the dress sense is not working. Okay. Or the hair. Yeah.
I love that he's got a denim pocket on his shirt.
I've got to say, though, my dad's been told he looks like Sean Connery for about 30 years and he doesn't.
So?
Good story.
Cool story.
Great story. Oh, yeah, but my dad said, people say my dad looks like Sean Connery, but he doesn't.
He's got two eyes. Ollie.
Yeah?
No points for you, my man.
I know.
Still love you, though. Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Like, oh, I always do that. Rude. Beth.
Hiya.
Sorry, no tap up on the points today.
Oh, that's a shame.
Still love you, though. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, see, you've got to give it time. Greg James gets 20 Scott Mills points for saying nobody at all said that Chris looks like Hugh Grant.
Oh, what a kidding.
Thanks for playing along again today, Greg.
Well, but people did say they're like Ben Affleck, which is a good one. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.